Friends Music.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Strange Music Podcast Interviews. My name is Jeff Nelson. I hope you're all having a wonderful day. Today we have Tech Nine. Not in the building at the moment, but he will be very soon. I would like to take this moment, in case you guys haven't already, please go. StrangeMusicInc.net. Pre-order that EP they call Clusterfuck. Go to Strange Music or StrangeVIP.com and get those VIP passes and tickets for that tour they call Hostile Takeover 2012. I know a lot of you are on the line today. Before Tech gets here, I think it's very important that we take a moment to explain a few things. If you have a question about if Tech Nine is coming to your town, if that is your question, when are you coming to, you know, whatever, please go to StrangeVIP.com, look at the tour dates. I guarantee you there's something in your area if you're in the United States. And minus, I don't think we're going to Hawaii or Alaska. Besides that, also, if you have a question, please try and limit your question to one question, because we have a lot of people on here, and we want to be able to get to everybody. So for the meantime, I want to take a few questions here, see what you guys have to ask Tech Nine, and based on that, we'll either, you know, try to get back to you, or maybe we won't be able to. We've got a lot of callers here. First caller, Ryan from Washington. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for calling in, Ryan. What did you call in about? What do you want to ask Tech Nine today?
I want to ask him what the list favorite track on the new album is.
Favorite track on the new album?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great question, and we're definitely going to cover on that, Ryan. Thank you very much for calling. We got Wesley here from Mississippi. Wesley, why'd you call in today? What do you want to know from the one they call Tech Nine?
I want to know if he's excited about coming to Mississippi to perform.
Yeah, yeah. Southern markets don't get hit up as much from Strange Music. And yeah, 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 that should be good. I'll definitely get back to you. Terry from Wisconsin. Terry. What would you like to ask Tech Nine?
What up? Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, yeah. It's Tarek, by the way, but you probably T, whatever. It's no big deal. Yeah, I just want to give a shout-out to Strange Music and all of them just doing big things and whatnot. I like their music, and shout-out to Tech and all them guys. And yeah, basically, I wanted to do two things. I was going to ask Tech if you could check out the Nano page, because I got a lot of my homies. I don't even really listen to Tech a lot. I like his stuff, but I don't listen to much of other artists when I make music. And all my homies, they kill to do anything with them. So if he could check out the page, that'd be sweet. That's the Nano page on Facebook. But the question I have is, how do you get a hold of that cat to even do anything with him? That's my question, because I've tried every which angle I could, and I don't even know how to do it. So that's
okay.
My main question.
I think that's a great question. We get asked that a lot, Terry, so we'll try to cover that. Thanks for calling in. Tim from Texas. Tim, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. My question was, I was just kind of curious how Tech ended up getting his break into the music industry, because I'm trying hard, and I'm not really getting my name out.
Okay. Very good question. I do know that, from what I can tell you, you know, he built the buzz locally, and then Trav came along and was like, you know, why are you not huge? And you know, I think there was a point when he was trying to break into the industry, they just didn't know what to do with him. So him and Trav kind of collaborated and formed Strange Music, and they've been building that foundation brick by brick. But we'll try to hear it from the man himself, Tim, and we all feel you out there. There's a lot of people out there trying to make their dent. So we'll try to get that advice from him. Let's get to Allie from Maryland. Allie, what would your question be for Tech?
It's Allie, but yeah. I wanted to ask Tech. It's all good. I just wanted to ask Tech, like how did he get to the point that he is now? Because like the last caller is, I'm going through the same stuff.
Yeah, 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 for sure, for sure. Yeah, we'll definitely get on that. It's been a long time coming, so I think it would be interesting to ask, you know, during that process if there's anything you would do differently or whatnot. Let's get to Brennan from Phoenix. What would your question be for Tech N9ne?
Hey, what's up? Hey,
how you doing?
Well, I mean, I wanted to ask, you know, a couple of things, but, you know, one of the big things is that, I mean, personally, I was hugely disappointed with that bullshit hottest MCs list on MTV.
Mm-hmm.
And just wanted his input on that, or, you know, maybe if there's a way I can teach the so-called brain trust on what real hip-hop is, because more than half of that list shouldn't have been on there, and that's just me. But,
yeah,
I just think that was stupid.
Yeah. Yeah,
mostly,
I mean,
I wanted his input.
Okay, okay. I know what you're talking about. That was the one where Rick Ross was at the top, right?
Unfortunately, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Cool. We'll definitely get to that, Brennan. Thank you for calling in, man. And I'm pretty sure you've called in many times before, man. Thanks for your continued support and for tuning in. We appreciate it.
Hey, anything I can do, man. I mean, I love Strange, and it's just, you know, me growing up as the outcast, you know, in life, I feel like I can relate to everyone with Strange. So it's the best music around.
All right. Well, you guys are all you guys out there, you know, the ish. So thank you very much for calling. That's a good question, and it's very now. So we should get to that. Forrest from Idaho. What would you like to ask Tech N9ne when
he finds you? I'm just wondering when he's going to drop that mixtape with Twista.
Mixtape with Twista. Okay. All right. We'll see if we can get that covered. And I take it you heard that song he did with
T.T.?
Yeah. What'd you think of his verse on that one?
Totally sick. The thing that just pisses me off is the fact that everybody on Strange is so underrated. I mean, even still today, Tech is still underrated, regardless of what category you put him in. He's still the most underrated person out there. I mean, and I'm not trying to diss anybody over the air or anything, but you got people like, you know, Rick Ross and Drake, and, you know, I'm not too big of a fan of Lil Wayne, but, you know, I mean, those people, they sell millions and millions of albums, and their rhymes are bullshit. Tech,
mm-hmm.
Tech stuff, it's perfectly flowed, perfectly, you know, just categorized. And, you know, he's where the Bone Thugs were back in the 90s, you know, today. He's just perfectly harmonizing the shit, and nobody's given him any recognition whatsoever. You know, and that's what pisses me off is the fact that, you know, and I watched the SM Live a couple of weeks ago when Tech was talking about Cudi, you know, and how he feels like it's his fault that, you know, Cut ain't selling shit, you know, and I feel for that too, you know. Cut's the most underrated person on the label, you know, other than Tech. You know, and it is bullshit. I look at his album sales. He barely sells 2,000 out of his albums that he drops, and that's bullshit.
That's exactly what I was saying, man. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of the fans were mad at me because of my outburst. You know what I mean? But, you know, when I sell hundreds of thousands the first week and my nigga do like 3,000 and 5,000, that's saying a lot. You know what I'm saying? He's on stage with me everywhere I go. Every time I'm everywhere, he's with me. You know what I'm saying? He's right on the side of me. And he can't even sell half of what I sell. You feel me? That's what I was saying. You feel me?
Yeah. And, you know, I totally get where, you know, you're coming from and shit. You know, I mean, Cut's underrated, you know. And, I mean, and unfortunately, that's why Scatterman and Snugbrim left, you know. And that's bullshit. You know, they should have stuck around, you know, and did it. But they didn't. You know, they wanted to make bigger money and get more sales and shit, you know. But
I miss them niggas. I miss them. You know what I'm saying? I wish they would have stayed because lanes are steadily opening over here. It's Strange. You know what I mean? And I didn't have to change myself or do anything to be on the Cypher or do a song with Wayne or to do the song with B.O.B. and Hobson. I just, you know what I'm saying? It's just like a bigger reward to still be me and do what the fuck I want to and still be accepted in these lanes that are opening up for Strange, because there's only been one lane, you know what I'm saying, and that's my lane, you know what I'm saying, Strange lane. And that's what a lot of my niggas was complaining about, like they just want to hear Tech. And I think a lot more lanes are opening over here, man, and now we just want to build all these motherfuckers and not build them in my shadow. You know what I mean? Because they've been in my shadow for a long time. And Chris, you know, it was this thing I did on the last tour. It was called Lost in the Dark experiment that I was doing in Denver. You know what I mean? I did two shows in Denver. The first show was the dark show. And the reason why I was trying it out, because I wanted to see how it would be, how the fans would take to me sitting down, doing personal songs, all dark songs, to where I was going to be on this tour by myself and send Chris and Cuddy out on their own tours so they can, and then we can all meet back in the middle one day, you know what I'm sizzling? And I still have that idea, man. And Cuddy, his first show he just did out in Denver sold out. It made me feel really fucking good, man. And he has other shows popping up that he's going to be doing, man. And I just think with that on top of him building his star up again, doing that, and us doing the 816 Boys, I think it's going to really, really boost my nigga back up to where he always wanted to be, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't think he's ever reached where he wants to be, you know what I mean? And same thing for Chris, same thing for me, you know what I'm saying? We got high hopes, man, because we feel like we got a lot to say to a lot of people, and we're still moving. We're still moving, and I'm going to do whatever I can do to help my nigga Cuddy get shows. I put together the EPK for him, you know what I'm saying, where I came up with the idea to do the EPK, the electronic press kit, so he can, you know, be appealing to the promoters, you know what I mean, and just trying to do everything, hook up with promoters that we know that can get him shows, you know what I'm saying, to get him the price that he wants and everything, man, and he's doing his mixtape, man, and then from there he's going to do his album, you know what I'm sizzling, so it's like, it's just a work in progress, man. I don't want this shit to die, man, you know what I'm saying, I don't want my niggas to die in my shadow, you know what I mean?
I live in three states, man. I've lived in Colorado, I've lived in Washington, and now I'm living in Idaho, and I'm spreading the strange sickness, and that's what I call it, to everybody. Everybody says, man, I don't listen to Tech N9ne, I don't listen to this, I don't listen to that. As soon as I fucking pop in one of your earlier CDs, like Ever Ready, Psychology 101, I get these motherfuckers hooked. And right now, the one person that I'm building the name and credibility up for is Stevie Stone.
No doubt, brother. That's a good one.
Stone is going to bring everybody on Strange up. For the people who are, you know, sitting in your shadow, he's going to fucking boost everybody up.
He is. Me and Travis were just talking about that, man. I truly believe that, man. I truly believe that. Where the fuck you at? Maybe you should come over here and work with us, motherfucker.
Right.
No, but,
I spread it everywhere I go, you know what I mean? I go to other people's shows. I do this. You know, I do that. You know, one of my best friends listens to Lil Wayne. I said, you know what? You cannot put anybody in your category. The only person that I think could possibly maintain on your level is Busta Rhymes, and that's it. You know, I mean, everybody else is doing their own bullshit, you know, like Lil Wayne, Drake, you know, I mean, that's not music to me. That's not harmony to me. That's bullshit music. I'm shooting this motherfucker, you know. I mean, you do it every once in a while, but it's not on every fucking CD talking about killing people and how many bitches you fucked and how much money you made. That's why I don't listen to the mainstream music no more, man. It's all tech. That's all I listen to. My one-year-old son falls asleep to your music. He dances around to your music. He listened to your music the entire time my wife was pregnant with him, and he knows your face. He knows your voice. He knows everything about you. I got every single one of your DVDs here. I got three of them autographed. You should remember me. I was at Fred Meyer's in Spokane, Washington, when Psychology 101 got released. And I sat there after I got the pictures taken. I pulled them straight off the press, and I had you guys autographed and shit.
No shit, man. I appreciate you, man. You know what I'm saying? One thing I want to say is that these guys that I signed a long time ago, Cut Calhoun, Chris Calico, they're artists. They're artists, man. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want them to be known as the niggas that help Tech N9ne on stage. They do a really good job at helping Tech N9ne on stage, but these motherfuckers are artists, and that's what I'm determined to build them into all the way. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about artists that are prosperous. You feel me?
Yeah.
All right, well, hey, thanks for calling in for us. We're going to launch right into this, but I'll try to get that question in about the Twista mixtape, or the alleged Twista mixtape, but thank you for calling in for us. Tech?
What up?
Thank you for showing up.
It's all good. Sorry I'm late.
No, what happened?
I went to the chiropractor for the first time, and he fixed my fucked up shoulder that I fucked up when I signed 7,000 pre-orders for all sixes and sevens, and it's been fucked up ever since then. And I can't have it fucked up on this tour. Also, he was checking my ribs and making sure they were healing pretty good, and they are. they still healing, you know what I mean? So I was getting put back together. He popped shit in my back that I never got popped before. Popped shit in my neck, my hip, everything, dog. It was fucking crazy. My ankle, my fucking wrist, everything popped. I'm like, I didn't think all these years all this shit would pop on me, man. You know what I'm saying? But this chiropractor, man, he popped the fuck out of my bones, dog. And he said my neck was straight instead of curved like it should be. So he had to put my neck back in place or some shit like that, man. It's crazy. They put this fucking electroshock thing on my shoulder, and it felt like somebody was, the chick that was doing it, I'm like, this is turning me on, you know what I'm saying? It felt like somebody giving me a suck mark on my motherfucking shoulder, you know, it was good.
Okay, all right, well, glad that you got everything taken care of. I imagine that's very important before tour, and we're going to get into that. First, I want to get into Clusterfuck. That's what everyone's looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
This EP, when did you know you wanted Mayday to produce the entire project, and what made you want that?
Let's see.
Because at that point, when you made that decision, they hadn't really made anything for your releases.
No, they hadn't. I was on tour with them. I forgot what tour it was. Maybe it was All 67s.
Yeah,
I think. And they played me The Noose. They were just playing me beats. I told them to give me some beats. I want to hear some shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm about to do some music, you know. You know, I'm about to do this Welcome to Strangeland. I would love to have y'all on there, you know what I'm saying, to do something. So give me some tracks. And they were like, fuck yeah. So Plex and Rec brought up to my bus. And they were playing me shit. I'm like, damn. These are hard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then The Noose came on. It had his verse on it. I tried writing this letter down several times before. When the party's over and the liquor is no more. I was like, whoa. And when it went off, it didn't have Burns on it yet. You know what I'm saying? It just had a Wreck singing. And it was so atmospheric. And it was so beautiful, man. I said, what is that? Can I have that? Because as soon as I heard it, it touched me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, ooh, it just took me to Camp Pendleton, man, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, can I please have that one, man? And they say, you can have whatever you want. I said, you're going to give me this, dog?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They're like, yeah, man, this is open. I'm like, are you fucking crazy? This is a fucking smash. And by listening to all those beats, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do this 6-song EP called Clusterfuck. I want you guys to do all the beats, man. And they're like, whoa. And, you know, when I say shit like that, like back in the day when I told Chris Calico when I first met him, I was like, hey, I want you to do this whole album with me. It's called Absolute Power, man. He said, yeah, okay, whatever. You know, in his mind, he's like, yeah, he's talking shit, but he actually did the whole album with me.
Right.
They probably thought the same thing, like, yeah, right, Tech. Yeah, all you got Seven, you got Fired, you got Matic Lee, you got David Sanders, you got all kind of motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Who else do I got? I got a lot of motherfuckers.
Justice League.
Yeah, I got Justice League. You know, so you got everybody, you know what I'm saying? And you got B.O.B. doing beats for you, or yeah, right, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, they did them. They sent me like two CDs, two sets of like with like a gang of tracks on them, and I chose 6 out of those two CDs. You know what I mean? And we did that shit, and it turned out beautifully. I was just listening to it last night, man. Like I'm truly singing like every fucking song, man. I'm like singing on like 4 out of 6, dog. You know what I'm saying? The hooks. You know what I'm saying? Because you know Wreck does one called Blur. He does that chorus. And Chris does one called Can't Stand Me. I wanted the mariachi band, because this is way different music. My fans never heard me do this style of music before, so some of them probably going to hate on it, like, oh, well, I don't know if I like him on that shit. But I love it, because it took me somewhere else. It took me to another place, their music did. And that's why songs like Can't Stand Me came out. You know what I mean? Because when I heard it, I'm like, man, I hear a mariachi band on this shit, but I only have 4 days to do the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
When
I got back from Australia.
Right.
When I was in Australia, you know, we was getting death threats from Sultana Bianca and all that kind of shit. So I was kind of bummed out the whole time over there.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you know what I'm saying, because she was giving us death threats, I couldn't, you know, like, really kick it with the other artists like I wanted to. I tried to, B.O.B. wanted me to get that Kid Cudi for this Strange Clouds remix that we did. But when we got those threats from Sultana Bianca, you know, my security had to start moving me to different hotels, so I couldn't really kick it with Obi Trice them and all that kind of shit, you know what I mean? So I was already bummed out about that. And we'd be like in hotels where there were no food around, like, because they were so far away. And it was like I was already bummed out. And then Travis called me in the midst of me being bummed out because I had to be away from everybody and really on alert because, you know, Sanso Tenabianca had said some shit like, there's going to be silencers in the club for you tonight and shit like that. It was like really fucked up. I'm like, damn, but we showed her so much love, so it was fucked up. So when Travis called me and said, Tech, man, I just realized that when you get back, there's only 4 days in the studio that you have to do Clusterfuck. I was supposed to say, I can't do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And plus I had to do one for Mayday also for their album and Badlands, you know what I'm saying?
Right, so
it's like that means I had to do 7 songs in 4 days. And I'm Superman, so I told Trav, yeah, I got it. But I didn't think I had it. I said, I'll just start writing it out here. But the shit I was writing out there, because of I was so fucked up in the head, I couldn't really concentrate to write because we were getting death threats from a person that was supposed to love us, you know what I mean? And it was, you know, they just don't know that we have to take precaution when that happens. We have to take everybody seriously. Even though she's a small woman, we have to take everybody seriously because this is their town. We don't know who she's with. We don't know nothing. So we had to move like somebody was really trying to kill us, man.
Right.
And it was bummed out, so I really couldn't write, you know what I mean, like I wanted to. So on the way back, on the 14 hours way back, you know what I'm saying, I wrote the intro, you know what I mean, to the Clusterfuck. I wrote the intro, you know what I'm saying, I'm singing the intro. It's so fucking beautiful, man. And it's like I just got back and did all the songs, man, and I was done by Friday. I started Tuesday, and I was done by Friday.
You did those songs and the verse for Mayday. I definitely want to hit on that.
Yeah.
You really freaked them out with that one.
Yeah.
They're all fucked up over it.
Totally.
Okay, well, and, you know, to me, you're a pretty self-aware MC. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, of course, you know, their go-to line is, like, going to be, yeah, I get better. But I think you really realize that you have things like, you know, on All Sixes and Sevens, you have, like, Technicians, He's a Mental Giant, and you're like, mm-hmm. he didn't, that's never happened before.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? You'll have a verse from Unfair or something, and you'll be like, well, that, I've never heard him do that.
Yeah.
And the shit's still actually progressing. Are there moments like that on Clusterfuck?
Totally,
just
man.
Like,
totally, man. It's like, it's just, I feel the music, and I just go with what it says. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so weird, man. It's just so weird how it happens, man, how just shit comes out like it's a freestyle, man, and I'm just writing whatever comes to my head, you know what I mean? I just did something for Stevie Stone's album called 808 Bending, man, and it's just some of the shit, some of the styles and some of the pitches that are coming back from the 90s when I was rapping, you know what I'm saying, when Tech N9ne was first really getting out there, man. Some of those pitches I'm bringing back.
On the production?
No, the pitches, like of my voice and inflection. And
all right.
Like back when I was like, Tech N9ne, and like, fine, you know, so all this shit is like coming back, man. And it's like, it's coming back crazily. It's like it's schizophrenic again, man, all over again. It's just the way it comes out is so weird, and I just didn't know it would come out so quick. You know what I mean? But, it's really good music, man. You know what I'm saying? Blur was one of them. You know what I'm saying? Blur was one of them that I did, you know, first. You know what I mean? I told a story. You know what I mean? And it came out wonderfully. People dig it. You know, true stories going on, man. Just, I told a lot of stories on Clusterfuck. You know what I'm saying? I told a lot of stories.
I think that's a side that maybe we haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, it was a lot of storytelling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Well, yeah, so I mean, Mom and Them was sort of that, but not like
this is
where you're like the narrator.
Totally.
You know what I'm saying?
Man. It's a song on there called Awkward. I'm telling stories about awkward moments, you know what I'm saying? It's pretty funny to me, you know what I mean?
So do you have any favorite songs or moments on Clusterfuck personally?
Yes, man.
Okay. What would some of those be?
I mean, it's like I'm telling you, I don't even know if I'm supposed to be saying these titles, but DKNY has got to be one of my favorite ones, you know what I'm saying? It's called DKNY. It stands for Different Kind of Nigga You, you know what I'm saying? Do your thing, you different kind of nigga you. You know, I'm a different kind of nigga, and motherfuckers say, do your thing, you different kind of nigga you, you know what I'm saying? It's just DKNY is like the last song on there. It was officially supposed to be the introduction into me doing the Kibosh album. It was supposed to be Mayday featuring Kibosh with all the Dirty Worms and everybody and me and Chris on it, but the Dirty Worms couldn't get in the studio that quick. You know what I'm saying? It's like when I sent it to Aquelio, when I sent Ugly Duckling to Aquelio, you know, they were in Greece.
Yeah.
So I had to call Satin Star, and thank God to Satin Star, you know what I'm saying, she got them on the phone, you know what I'm saying, in Greece.
Right.
You know, Aquelio, they be everywhere, dog. I'm talking about, it's crazy, like, they're so mysterious, like, they, like, we're going to be in Australia. I'm like, really? When I'm there, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't really get to get them the info, so they didn't come. So it's like, you know, we're going to be at the MI Psycho video shoot. You know, they from Houston, you know what I'm
saying? Yeah.
So it's like they popped up in the mid of nowhere, you know what I'm saying? They're like supernatural beings,
yeah,
or something, dog. I don't understand it. They pop up everywhere. I'm talking about, like, these are my people, man. I know we're going to do a lot of work, but I sent it to them, and they was able to get it to me a day back in the day. They came back. They flew from Greece. They're like, text calling. They wasn't done in Greece. Flew back the next day, did it, sent it the next day. You know what I'm saying? Like, real hardcore shit. You know what I'm saying? So when I didn't get the DKNY song, I'm like, fuck. I really wanted it to be the Kibosh track, to be the last one, so I can start on the Kibosh thing. But I think smacking them down there. I have a complications with the band. I'm not sure, but we're gonna figure it out.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's just me and Chris on DKNY now. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to use none of the guitars that they sent. They sent guitars over for DKNY, but I didn't want to use it without Smack, because it's not Kibosh without Smackola.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? And I didn't use any other elements because I wanted to be, if it's going to be a true Kibosh and Mayday track, it had to have everybody on it. I wasn't going to use any of the elements.
Right.
But DKNY is like one of my favorite ones. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, look forward to that. Let's move on. I want to move to Am I a Psycho being on Vote for a video on 106 in Park. Do you feel like it's kind of maybe a long time coming or long overdue for you to be on a video countdown show like that? Or how do you look at it?
Both. I think it's a long time coming and long overdue. You know what I mean? Because I've been rhyming my ass off for years. And I always said the real shit will always shine, no matter how weird it is, no matter how different it is. If it's good, it will hit the surface. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sooner than later. And that's what's happening everywhere. They just told me today the video with me, Twista, and TT is on MTV Jams now. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
Midwest Meltdown.
No,
you know,
kidding.
What I'm saying? Yeah, I just saw Am I a Psycho last night, just on a Humbug watching MTV. You know what I'm saying? And then the fact of being on 106 in Park, I've never been on 106 in Park, you know what I'm saying, with a video, you know, new joint of the day, and being able to vote on it is a huge thing to me, to see my name on there, because years ago, they wouldn't play my videos because my name was Tech N9ne. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Because
oh, right.
The gun, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
To see it now on there, like I spell it, like my name, and it's not just, it's just because they wanted me to just say Nina back in the day. Nina or 9, can we say 9? I was like, no, my name is Tech N9ne. I'm not, fuck that. I'm not changing my name.
Right.
You know, I'm sizzling. So, you know, we had a little success back then on Uncut with Amatel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that showed like after hours.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, like,
that was with all the freaky videos.
So primetime, like 106 in Park, man, it was a big thing for me. I'm looking at it, I'm like, what the fuck, man? It's so crazy how shit changes. You know what I mean? And the video that they're playing, I would have never thought that Black Entertainment TV would play the horror flick video.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it's wonderful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's a mashup. I always do mashups. You know what I'm saying? I always take the underground with the mainstream. I think that's wonderful.
Right.
You know what I'm sizzling? The underground with the mainstream. Me, Hobson with B.O.B.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Me with T-Pain and Wayne. You know,
right.
On a song called Fuck Food. Just taking the underground and mainstream and meshing it together and still making beautiful music. You know what I'm saying? Me, fucking Mint Condition and First Degree to D.E.
Mm.
Mashups,
yeah.
I do, you know what I'm saying? Because I think that people do wonderful music on every level.
Totally.
You know what I'm saying? So we shouldn't be separated.
No, not. I mean,
you
as
know
long
what I'm saying?
As it's good.
Yeah, as long as it's good. You know what I mean? I do wonderful mashups. Like, you take a song with Busta Rhymes and Yellow Wolf and Twista, and you put me on it, and you put Twisted Insane on it, and you put D-Loke the Gale God on it. You put motherfuckers from Denmark, like Uso, and you take motherfuckers from Turkey, like Chaza and JL and everybody, all these with these stars. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's about skill and music. It shouldn't be about what level you on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. We all come together. Whether you're a mainstream nigga or I'm an underground nigga, we come together. The Justice League and Tech N9ne did the Boogeyman.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's wonderful shit. I love mashups. People don't expect B.O.B. and Hobson. I don't know why, because they both have one thing in common, and one thing I peep, that we're all lyricists.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it don't matter if the motherfucker is on some King Gordy shit, nigga. I would put King Gordy on a song with fucking, what's his name, Kirk Franklin, just to fuck with people, you know what I'm saying? No, I wouldn't really do that. But
right.
You can't have Jesus, I love you over here, and I'll fuck Jesus in the ass over here. You can't do that.
All right.
But I'm just saying, I like mashups, man. I don't think levels should be I don't think that levels matter. You know what I mean? I think that skill and talent and shit like that, and that's why all my mashups work, you know what I'm saying? Me and Deftones, you know, sizzling wonderful things, you know what I mean?
What do you think the example of Tech N9ne success, this guy, Kansas City, out of nowhere, what the fuck, do you think an example of that could bring positive change in the music business, or is it too far gone?
I think it's open for everybody, and I think my story will spark other youngsters to want to do it themselves and believe that they can keep pushing, because I got shunned by my own people because I paint my face and had spiked hair and the shit that I spoke about, my religious beliefs and this, that, and the other. You know, I was supposed to stop a long time ago and shoot myself in the head, but I kept moving. And now that I kept moving, look where I'm going. I think that will, like, it's made hip-hop look at us like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? Tech N9ne is creating a new lane. No, it's just back to basics, man.
Right.
Touring, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
touring.
Yeah.
Fucking merchandise, you know what I'm saying? Quality music, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's making hip-hop look at us like, that's a wonderful thing y'all doing over there, and y'all don't need the major machine to do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think a lot more people are starting to do that. Even T-Pain is doing it on his own, you know what I'm saying? And that's a big thing, because he's a big seller.
Boy, I mean,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that it's going to motivate a lot of other people to want to do it themselves and motivate them to keep going, man. You know what I'm saying? My story. That's what I think. You know what I'm saying? Coming out of the middle of nowhere where opportunity is none when it comes to music, you know?
Yeah.
Like I said, we don't have a Def Jam Midwest. We don't have a Sony Midwest or you know what I'm saying, Warner Brothers Midwest or
right. Nothing
like that. You know what I'm saying? So what do we have? We have Strange Music, motherfucker. So, yeah, we signed Seth Cruz. So, yeah, we signed Stevie Stone. So, yeah, we signed Mayday. So, yeah, we signed Brother Lynch Hung. You know what I'm saying? All these months. So, yeah, we signed Prozac. You know what I'm saying? So, fuck yeah, we signed J-Rock. You know what I'm sizzling? And the list goes on. You know what I mean? And we're just going to keep on moving, man, as a record company, man. And I hope that our story, and our story is getting bigger and bigger by the day, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's so many things that's happening. You know what I'm saying? What I'm about to leave to go do in L.A. tomorrow is going to fuck everybody up, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't really say it, but it's for my new album, and it's a fucking milestone, man. It's like the reason why I started this label now happening in L.A. in the next 2 days.
Okay.
You know what I'm sizzling? And I can't wait till I'm able to tell everybody. You know what I mean? Like,
we'll be right there.
It's big things are happening.
It's some big shit, though. And
I'm talking about this got me scared shitless, too. You know what I'm saying? I could fart right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm so nervous thinking about it.
All right. you know, and the time it's taken you to get here, do you think, you know, early career, you were swooped up, so to speak. Weren't you?
Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, right. 93, 97 with Quincy Jones.
And it kind of didn't work out. Do you think that disappointment gave you the patience? It's like anything's better than what I went through. So I'll go back. I'll do 10-person shows, you know. And you know what I'm saying? People with 10 people in the audience, you know. I'll do all this shit.
That should help me. That should help me. Let me know what I didn't want to do.
Right.
Again. I wouldn't take that shit back for the world. You know what I'm saying? Those were experiences that I'll never forget. It let me know that I really don't like the music industry or the people in it. You know what I'm saying? I really don't like them. I love creating the music, recording it. I love performing it for my fans, showing off and putting out new music out to them. I hate going to radio stations. I hate taking pictures, but I do it well. You know what I'm sizzling? I just don't really like the business, really. You know what I mean? At all.
Yeah.
The music business. You know what I mean? Because the people in it, a lot of people in it, are not really into music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can't say that for everybody, because I met some really good people in this music industry. You know what I mean? Some really good people. And they're not just good people because they help a nigga out or no shit like that. These are, like, genuine people that I've met along the way, man, and we work with a lot of them still to this day. And you find angels in this business, but it's not a lot of them. A lot of shit is artificial, and we're from Kansas City, and we're real people, you know what I mean? So we'll know when shit is fake. We don't care if shit is fake. We just recognize it, but I don't have to like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I like creating the music and showing off to my fans. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like nothing else.
All right, let's get to some questions here. Tim from Texas, what's your question for Tech N9ne?
My question was just, what was the main thing that got you where you could get into the industry? Because, I mean, I was told that, you know, you got your name put out in your local area, but I'm actually living in a pretty small town, so I'm not really able to do much with my name.
Yeah, but it's like where you are, you got to start making them motherfuckers say your name, and then it'll go to the next town on its own.
It's just that, like, everybody I talk to, they're always talking about, well, why aren't you going to a studio? Why aren't you recording? I don't have the means to do all that. They all tell me I need to be making CDs and shit, but I don't have the ability to right now.
A lot of motherfuckers, man, you know, think they're good, dog, and it's like you got to know, and other people have to agree, you know what I'm saying? And when you're good, really good, people will come to you to help you, to your aid, you know what I'm saying? But the thing that you do, the thing I did, I went to open mic sessions and shit like that, and that's how you start building your shit, you know what I'm saying? Because the open mic session has DJs in it. The DJs may work for the radio station, you know what I'm saying, and shit like that, you know what I mean? And it's like, in open mic sessions, they play other people's beats and shit like that. Motherfuckers will recognize that you can flow. And if you're good, somebody will recognize it.
Because that's all I do anymore is freestyle, because I don't see a point in trying to lay down songs that nobody's really going to even take the time to listen to.
Well, you'll know when it's time to write a song, you know what I'm saying? You know when it's time to write a song, but if your freestyle is good, then there's a lane for that, too. Look at Blind Fury. Look at Blind Fury. He was on the Freestyle Friday thing for a long time. I think they had to retire him because he was winning all the time. You know what I'm sizzling? Hold on for a minute. I'm sorry, Mom. I'm doing an interview, okay? You know, there's a lane for that, you know what I'm sizzling, and all you got to do is be dope, and people will find out. Next thing you know, you'll be on that motherfucker freestyling, killing motherfuckers, if you're that good, but you just can't be the one to say you're good, man. People have to agree. I never really say that to people.
Well, I think I suck at freestyling, but that's what I'm saying. Everybody else keeps telling me and trying to push me to do music.
Well, if everybody else is trying to push you to do it, but you think you suck, that means you just got to hire, you know what I'm saying, you got to push yourself a little bit harder, you know what I'm saying? That's probably what you're telling yourself, but, you know, you just got to have people agree, man. You know what I'm saying? Because there's too many motherfuckers that think they dope out here, man. And it's like, we'd be like, what? You know what I'm saying? And that's like, how can you be that whack? And you hear what's on the radio, and you hear what's on the internet. I mean, if you don't like what's on the radio, you can fucking go to YouTube. You can fucking go anywhere and hear music, you know what I'm saying, and find something you like. Everything is out there for you to have. That's why I don't understand people that hate on music, because it's something out there, actually, for everybody, for real, you know what I mean? But a lot of motherfuckers think they dope, man, and I disagree. You know what I mean? I disagree. We disagree all the time. Like, wow. I mean, and then you got to ask yourself, what do you think that what dope is? I think, for one, staying on beat means everything. If you can't stay on beat, you can't fuck with us. You can't fuck with music if you can't stay on beat. If you're falling off beat, it's the most embarrassing shit. And I'm a percussionist when I rap. My shit is like that. My shit is like, sound like that. I'm here to give you my tip of the chest. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if you can't keep a beat, it's like you might as well stop. You know what I mean? So as long as you can keep a beat, you can you have a shot. But to me, if you can't stay on beat, you have no rhythm.
Doesn't matter about the lyrics.
No, don't. Yeah. If you can't stay on beat, no. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker got to try something else, like, you know, something that don't require rhythm, like stripping.
All right, good looking out, Ted. Keep it Abu Dhabi.
I will keep it Abu Dhabi, my nigga.
All right, thanks, Tim. Well, and real quick, but before you did any tracks, you were you worked on yourself. Tech N9ne was developed.
Totally, I was.
You were
a
b-boy dancer.
I was a b-boy. I was a beatboxer for other rappers. You know what I'm saying? I always had some kind of rhythm. You know what I'm saying? Thank God. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no fucking coordination, though. I can't swim, you know what I'm saying? So I'm a weirdo. I can't fucking parallel park, you know what I'm saying? But I have rhythm, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, my equilibrium is off trying to parallel park and shit like this. This is something that just won't work. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's weird shit that happens with me, but one thing for sure is I got rhythm like a motherfucker, man. You know what I'm shizzling? And it allows me to do things that some motherfuckers can't do.
Alright.
You know what I mean? Lyrically.
Alright. Let's get to Brennan from Phoenix. What's your question for Tech N9ne?
Hey, Tech. What's up, man?
What's up, bro?
Oh, hey. I wanted to ask, what's your input on that stupid top MC list from MTV the other day?
Well,
I mean, half of those people, I wouldn't even play their disc. I mean, their CD would make a good coaster. That's it. So, I mean, I'm just wondering, like, over the past year, if anyone deserves to be on it, it's you.
Yeah. And when you speak of skill, and when you speak of, like, emotion and everything, and my hustle and my touring, yes. But in this business where it's a popularity contest, I'm not as popular as those guys. It's a popularity contest. You know what I mean? It's how many people know your name or know your face.
Yeah.
That's what it has to deal with. It don't have to deal with lyrics per se. You know what I'm saying? Because if it did, then maybe I would have been on the list. Maybe Eminem would have been on the list. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers that really pride themselves on lyricism would be on the list as well. Because some of the people on the list I'm fans of, some of the people on the list I don't really fuck with. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, he got on the list? You know what I'm saying? But it's like,
yeah,
it's a popularity contest, man. And the more popular I get, that's when I'll be on those kind of lists. But until then, they're not going to really recognize what I do, because it's all about popularity. It's like, who can stay in the fucking public eye, you know what I'm saying? Who can, you know, whenever my album sells like 5 million copies and shit, then they'll start saying, okay, Tech N9ne's a lyricist. But nigga, I've been a lyricist since I started. One of the best. It's a popularity contest. Don't get upset, because it's a popularity contest. It's all about that, you know what I'm saying? It's all about who's the most popular, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy, but I'm going to tell you one thing that's going to piss some people off because I'm a big Rick Ross fan, you know what I'm saying? And he's a real nigga, too. And I was, when I saw him at the top, number one, I clapped and I smiled because I saw him come a long way lyrically, you know what I'm sizzling? Like from his first shit I heard, Every Day I'm Hustling, 22, we in room for 222. We used to laugh about that shit, you know what I'm saying? And then I just start hearing him get better and better on mixtapes and shit, and like listening to mixtapes he would be doing, and I'll be like, damn. And the motherfucker done turned into the fucking Biggie Smalls, man. And it was like, it's like I was happy for him. When I seen it, I smiled and I clapped. And I wish I had the nigga's number so I can say, congratulations, you fucked these niggas. You know what I'm saying? It's funny and it's beautiful. You know, so I got a different outlook on it, you know what I'm saying? Because I know it's a popularity contest, but I watched my nigga Rick Ross get better lyrically. So I was happy for him. And I wasn't upset, like, man, fuck you, these niggas can't out rap me. Nah, we just on different playing fields, that's all. You know what I mean? And I just got to get a little bit more popular. So, you know, I'm working on that. I'm just doing me, though. I'm not doing nothing extraordinary to get popular. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Because popular, that's what pop stands for. Popular music, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, what happens when Black in the Sun is popular? That's wonderful to me. You know, you know, well, like Am I a Psycho on 106 in Park? That becoming popular is funny as fuck to me because it's my shit. You feel me? I'm diabolic with it, homie.
Well, I totally feel you on that. I mean, I understand, you know, coming from you saying all that, I totally get it now. I mean, the people who rap about, you know, things that I'll probably never have, it's having it shoved down my throat is, you know, just plain annoying. But, you know.
A lot of people say that, and I understand it because people that listen to music want to relate. That's why a lot of people related to Tupac, you know what I'm saying? They want to relate and feel like that artist is them. When I'm talking about my woes and shit, there's a lot of my fans go through a lot of bad things, or their mom might be sick or something. I touch on those things, so it connects us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Quincy Jones told me one thing a long time ago. He said, Tech, rap what you know, and people will forever feel you. But when it comes to people like Drake and Wayne and Rick Ross, they're millionaires. They're still rapping what they know. They're millionaires. So they're still rapping what they know, and what they know is what they see every day. You know what I'm saying? That nigga Drake said, sure, I've got some taxes, I'm still evaded, but I just spent $6 million on myself, and I feel fucking amazing. Damn, he just spent $6 million on himself, and he feel fucking amazing. He's rapping what he knows. But back then, everybody wasn't rapping that shit. You know what I'm saying? They're going to rap that shit as they get, like, more money. They're going to talk about the things that they go through. Right now, I got some money, you know what I'm saying? But I talk about other things, though, you know what I'm sizzling? Because I give all my money away, because I got a lot of loved ones, you know what I'm saying? I give all my money away, so it keeps me humble, you know what I mean? I give all my money away.
You hear music way more than half of those people, because, you know, just giving me music that I know I can relate to or compare myself to, like, you know, like, throughout my years as a kid, people treated me like I got a fucking red nose, you know, like, you know, being the outcast, being, you know, the one that no one wants to be around because I'm, quote, unquote, different from the rest, or I'm not a product of the system, whatever you want to call it, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know,
I'm going to always be that. I'm going to always be the different dude. You know, I won the MTV award for Left Field Woody. You know what I'm saying? Like, left field motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I'm always going to be Rudolph. So there's always going to be those stories. You know what I'm saying? It's always going to be harder for me to get in because I'm different and I won't change. So I feel you. So just long as you got me, I'll be here, brother.
Well, then, you know, I really hope that I can get a damn job one of these days. It's been really hard to get that because I want to go to Hostile Takeover when you come to the venue at Scottsdale. And that's one of the very first things that I want to do because it's just been so hard to get a damn job. But
I know.
You know, eventually I'll work towards it, and if it's not possible takeover, well, guess what? It'll be the next time when you come around.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Just walk up to me outside, man. I'm a real dude. Walk up to me outside and say, you remember we talked on the fucking podcast for like an hour about shit, about Rick Ross and all the motherfuckers? I'm like, oh, yeah. And then I say, you want to come in?
Oh, definitely, man. I fucking love it.
Yeah, man. It's fine.
I've never gone to see a single one of your shows. And it's not because I didn't want to. I mean, of course I wanted to. But the thing is, Bill's and Uncle Sam, they want my money more.
Yes, I feel you. IRS want all my money right now, too.
Yeah, but, you know, I hope and I pray that it works out because, you know, it works out for both of us. You know, I want you to get the success that you've deserved for years, and I want to be able to afford a good ticket for a good show and express my appreciation to you.
Totally, man. I'm sure it'll happen, man. I'm sure it'll happen one way or another, man. You know what I'm saying? You just try to get close to me somehow, man. I'm an angel, so, you know what I'm saying? Shit happens.
All right, thanks for calling in, Brendan. We got to keep moving here. And for everyone out there listening on the internet, we are here with Tech N9ne, Strange Music VP, and Badass MC.
Thank
if you want to ask your questions, call 347-994-3066 and press 1. We have Hostile Takeover 2012 coming up, a record-breaking tour. What kind of preparations do you go through or are you going through right now?
I just went to the chiropractor and got shit popped that had never been popped. Ever since I broke my ribs, I'm getting fat as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying?
Because I can't exercise. I've just been eating anything. So they weighed me today, and I went from 185 to 197. I've never been over 195, so I'm the fattest I've ever been right now. So I have to lose my belly and get back to my weight that I had for all sixes and sevens. I was perfect right there. That's why I took that picture like that, because I had a personal trainer. And I'm the biggest I've ever been now because of my shoulder and because of my ribs. I wasn't able to do everything I wanted to do, so I've just been eating like a fucking pig. And lately when I've been eating, I'm like, damn, I need to stop eating. You know what I'm saying? Or I eat like 2 o'clock in the morning and be like, damn, I shouldn't be eating this. You know what I'm saying? But I love to eat food. But I have to be on tour, man. I have to be on tour. Tour keeps me, you know what I'm saying? It keeps me, I'll call you back, okay? All right. And tour keeps me slim, you know what I mean? But when I had that personal trainer, I still got it. I still got money up there that I'm supposed to go work out. But while these ribs and shit is hurting, I don't want to do shit, dog. But now this tour is coming, I got to get right back, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I can't be...
Are they healing all right, the ribs?
They all right. They still hurt a little bit when I lay
when you...
on them.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I can laugh now.
Oh, that's
good.
Yeah.
I can laugh now.
It's touring, man, 90 days, or 90 shows, 99 days. You know, that's crazy.
Yeah.
How long...
I'm gonna be skinny as fuck.
How long do you want to keep up this thing, man, touring?
As long as it'll have me, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I love creating the music and showing it off to my fans, dog. That's what I like. I don't like nothing else.
You ever look at people like, I don't know, like the Stones or something, and you're like, oh, hell yeah. They're like 8, you know. Like,
I look at the Stones. I look at George Clinton. Everybody that's still rocking in the fucking free world, you know what I'm saying? It's like, what I do on stage...
It's a little...
Them motherfuckers don't do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. Nigga, I'm talking about... I'm Michael Jordan on that motherfucker. You ever seen me on Caribou Lou when I'm like,
right.
Jumping up in the air and shit, nigga.
I'm
10 feet up in the air, nigga.
I'm
talking about
around like that. But.
Jordan, nigga. Jordan, watch Jordan. Them niggas, all the motherfuckers I named, they don't do what I do. Rappers don't do what we do on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Rappers don't swear, nigga, we'd be damn near having a heart attack. If we did drugs, we would die on stage.
Right.
You know what I'm sizzling? I remember back in the day, I used to do ecstasy on stage. I was like,
yeah, I don't
shit.
Know.
Nigga, I almost died. You know, like it was too much. Your heart just pumping like that, man. I'm talking about we'd be up there dying. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, but that music moves you. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, it makes you
You know, you got to try to drink a whole hell of a lot of water because we get drunk and shit, and you get dehydrated and all that mucus. If you ever see me spitting out big-ass loogies on stage, it's because I drank the night before, and I'm gagging up there in the midst of fucking worldwide choppers. Follow me. All around the planet, I run again with Ultra College. They can never manage to be demons. Pick them out the panic, a little manic, cause I gotta be panic, I'm a gimmick, cause I'm gonna the track, like I'm gripping that mama knockers, like a papa, she probably cause I'm popping, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, nigga, I'm talking about gagging. But we learn to drink a lot of water before the show,
right.
Take some, you know what I'm saying, B12, you know, vitamin shit, liquid, put it up under your tongue for like 30 seconds, and you feel like, I feel like I'd be rolling on stage.
Was it the points where you're like, fuck, I don't want to feel like this again, that made you take preparation that seriously?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? Gagging and shit on mucus because you're dehydrated? That's fucked up. That's fucked up. To do what I do on stage, you got to be 100%, man. You got to be physically fit. You know what I'm saying? You really got to be physically fit. And right now I'm not physically fit. But I will get physically fit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because I like to move it. I like to move it.
on the tour, you got MGK. I know you guys all kicked it in New York. You know what? So was that the point where you're like, let's do it?
He's a wild boy. He call him Steve O. He's a wild boy. Period. You know what I'm saying? I've been a bad boy all my life. You know, see, he got signed to Bad Boy, but I am the Bad Boy.
Right.
And people know it, you know what I'm saying? And he's one, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we just mesh.
You know
what I'm saying? We mesh. And I'm glad we meshed well enough to be able to do this historical tour. It's going to be wild to have somebody that wild on tour with me, you know what I'm saying, that bring that much energy to the stage.
You ever feel like you're just throwing them out there? Because it's like a 21-year-old kid.
No. I've seen that motherfucker on stage. He got this.
No, I know on stage.
This
he's about to go around the country and go apeshit.
Oh, he's going to love it. He's going to love it.
Yeah.
It's going to be repetitious toward the end. But it's like he got this, man.
Oh, yeah.
I've been to a couple of his shows.
Oh, we see him. Seen him on it.
I'm talking
he
about.
He throws it down.
This motherfucker comes out of his clothes. I'm talking about. Down to his drawers, homie.
Bottleneck.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
I'm talking about sweating. We sweat like crazy. This motherfucker look like, him and this boy look like somebody threw buckets of water on their asses. You know what I'm saying? When we got there, man, I was like, these motherfuckers is crazy. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to be a wild fucking tour, man. And I'm anxious to see. My crowd is gonna fucking love MGK, dog. I seen it. I'm like, this nigga is fucking rock and roll, punk, hip hop, everything. He's
right.
A clusterfuck like myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Only he's 21. You know what I'm sizzling? And it's wonderful. He's a real nigga though. Real nigga. You know, so I kicked it with him and Waka Flocka and French Montana. You know what I'm sizzling? At a strip club. And from there, man, we just been connected. You know what I mean? I need to holler at French Montana, though. I was supposed to get him something, but I got so busy. I'm going to get at French Montana, though. That's my nigga, too. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, man. It's going to be a fucking wild boy tour, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait. People are like, what are you going to do? He's going to make you do crazy stuff. I'm like, motherfucker, I'm 40 years old. I done everything. I said, I'm going to make him do shit. Let's go to the Bunny Ranch. Nah, fuck that. I ain't gonna. Dennis Hoff come to my shows, though, when I'm in Lake Tahoe. But I ain't never been to the Bunny Ranch.
Okay.
I've been offered to go to the Bunny Ranch, but I'm scared to go to the Bunny Ranch. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That's my people, though. Dennis Hoff is my people.
I think, you know, there's the live show thing. You guys are both very energetic. He gets his fans crazy.
Lace the fuck up, man.
Yeah, lace the fuck up. And you guys have that in common. Another thing I you can see in common is that he also built his fan base.
Totally.
Nothing was really given to him.
Totally.
And it was literally a basement operation. Did you guys drive like that on that level?
The motherfucker told me he's been at my shows since he was way younger.
Yeah.
At the Peabody. He's like, I've been in the audience.
Right.
I've been a fan of your shit since day one. I'm like, huh?
Yeah, I was going to ask, do you remember him?
No. The Peabody's as hot as a motherfucker, dog. And I hated going to that place. I'm glad we have the Agora, but that motherfucker's hot too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, it's hot in that motherfucker. You can't see nothing but sweat in your eyes.
Right.
Motherfuckers are dying there, dog. Like, not really dying, but like passing out.
Panting and, yeah, all
passing
that
out.
Shit. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I'm talking about dudes and girls.
Oh.
You know, I'm talking about the Peabody's. You can't see shit but wetness in your eyes.
Right, right, right.
I know I never saw him, but he told me he's been there at my shows checking the shit for some years. And I'm like, damn, I appreciate you, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, you know, he was dope enough to build his own shit. That's why this is a wonderful thing. This is like a hostile takeover. We both got EPs and albums about to drop and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just like this perfect timing, man. I just got to... Only thing I'm worried about is me getting in shape before the tour, you know, sizzling, because, you know, I'm fatter than I ever been. Fuck these ribs, man. It slowed my whole shit down. You know what I'm saying? But the ribs ain't make a nigga eat ribs every day. You know,
right.
It's my fault. You know what I'm saying? For eating ribs.
Yeah.
I had ribs yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where from?
T-Bones.
I saw it on Twitter.
Lake Lomana, man.
Okay, yeah, I need to check that out.
Good, dude.
Really?
Fucking good, man. So when you go, just ask for the either the ribs, or you gotta have the fucking jerk chicken sandwich
right.
with pepper cheese on it. Oh my god! You gotta split it with somebody though, because it's big as fuck. Me and Maxzilla split it with some potato fries, sweet potato fries, man.
Yeah,
that was
always good.
Oh my god! T-Bone Deli and Meat Market. 100 in Lake Lahontan, boy. And we was just patrolling the area because somebody did something to one of my homeboys. So we were just patrolling that area, like going into businesses, trying to look for little young motherfuckers, like really tripping. You know what I'm saying?
God. Okay.
Me and Maxzilla. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. I had to put it out there.
No, it's...
We was just patrolling the area because somebody did something real fucked up to one of my homies I got love for.
Right.
And we was on the prowl. And
oh, shit.
We was looking for the sheriff, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We was looking for the sheriff, too. Because the sheriff said something to my homie that we didn't like. And we like, okay, what you know, sheriff? Was it your son, motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? We was tripping with the police, too.
Yeah.
They just didn't know it because they was nowhere in sight. We was patrolling that area for like some hours.
Yeah, sheriffs are usually a little more asshole.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we was on the lookout for everybody.
Ah.
So we went into T-Bones just to look. And they say, are you Tech N9ne? I'm like, yeah. And like, we used to own the studio. You came. I'm like, oh. And we clicked. And it smelled so good in there because they smoke and shit. And we like,
yeah.
And they made us the food. And I was like, what the fuck? We came in here tripping,
and
looking for little young motherfuckers. And we got love.
All right. Yeah. And some ribs.
Yeah.
That's good shit.
Yeah.
Good shit. I want to move on to your set. I know on Twitter you recently said, you're getting tired of Midwest Choppers, but you're going to do it anyways. You're going to do the Chopper medley. Are there any other songs that you really kind of get tired of doing?
The Choppers, they scare me because they're so hard to do. And sometimes I stumble, and it's the most fucked up feeling ever. But you got to be perfect to do that shit.
I know you place a great emphasis on being a machine. So
totally.
When you fuck up,
when
I bet.
When I malfunction, it's fucked up, man.
Okay.
And those are the ones that make me malfunction, you know what I'm sizzling, because of so many words.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them, you know what I'm sizzling. And to be able to say the things that I say and all of them stay on beat, you don't have in-ear monitors, so you're trying to listen to the beat to make sure you're not going too fast. And
yeah.
You gotta like concentrate on all that shit. And try to stay focused. Bitches are showing titties and shit and doing little dick-sucking motions with their mouth and their hands at you in the front row. Like, 20 bitches in the front row are doing the dick-suck thing. And you're like, God damn, all of them want to suck my dick at the same time? And you're trying to do that and rap at the same time. And bitches are showing titties over here. This nigga's throwing up Crip signs. You think he's tripping, but he's really saying he dig you, but he wears blue and you wear red. And you know. So it's all I'm seeing everything. I can see everybody. To the back of the place, to up in the balcony, I can see everybody. And I'm just, it's a lot of shit going on. My show brings a melting pot of people. So it's gangbangers, it's fucking metalheads, it's juggalos and juggalettes, it's Cottonmouth Kings and Queens, it's fucking dubstep lovers, it's fucking everybody comes to my shows. You know what I'm saying? Fucking psycho killers, Christians, Muslims, all of them come to my show because I'm a clusterfuck.
Right.
They all hear something that connected them
yeah.
to me. So with that being said, it'd be fights and shit breaking out because people are different. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers don't know, like, okay, you black and you just got your hair done, bitch. Don't sit in the goddamn mosh pit. You
yeah.
don't know that? Move. I had to tell scenarios, you got to start giving people instruction again because new fans are coming in, standing right in the motherfucking mosh pit with their women, and they all prettied up and shit. Motherfuckers just throwing water and throwing shit and,
oh, and
bumping getting... into the girls and they fighting and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I found that out on the Jay-Z tour I went on. You know what I'm saying? The Sprite Liquid Mix tour. And it was truly the Sprite Liquid Mix tour. It was me. It was Jay-Z. It was Pharrell and his group, N.E.R.D. It was Nappy Roots. It was Hooba Stank. It was 311. It was it was a lot of other motherfuckers. Talib Kweli. You know what I'm saying? We was all on this. So it was his rock and his rap. So the motherfuckers that came to see Jay-Z, they were in the pit when Hooba Stank was on. So they would have their drinks, and the white motherfuckers would hit their drink out of their hand, and they got it all on their white outfit. It's fight time.
Yeah.
Nigga, move out the fucking mosh pit.
Yeah,
that's such a thing called the mosh pit.
Dressed all nice. What are you doing?
Yeah. They don't know.
Yeah,
they just,
okay.
They just, I'm coming to see the show. I'm trying to get close. You motherfuckers are bumping into me. No, nigga, you are in the mosh pit. There's a such thing as a mosh pit. Motherfuckers just got to be educated. So that's what's happening at my show. So all that being said, doing Worldwide Choppers and Midwest Choppers 1 and 2, all that shit's going on, the dick-sucking motions in the front row, the gangbang shit out there, the titties, and, you know, the ex-bitches that are crying back there because you ain't caught them in 2 years. You know what I'm saying? Everything is going on.
Mm.
But you still got to... You gotta say, you finna witness the murder of his monologue of a minute coming from out of a sinister, formidable place. I can let you know the interest, you know what I'm saying? It's just like one thing can fuck it up. And
yeah.
It's just so tense. And I just want that tense shit away from me, but it's one of the most show off parts of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to do it.
Yeah.
I ask my fans, if I took it out of the show, y'all be mad. It, like, the majority said, don't fucking do it. I haven't seen it.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, fuck it. I'm doing all three of them. All again.
Right.
Even though I'm gonna be, just know I'm stressed the fuck out when I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? That's
yeah.
why when I'm doing beautiful music, like at the end of each verse, I'll go, hey, real hard, because to do beautiful music is kind of like, it's kind of like the Choppers. You know what I'm saying? It's so elite lyrically. You know what I'm saying? I said, enough to debate. The woman was just right. She's feeling my love vibe. I'm feeling the cup size. She's willing to blood, guys. You know, it's like, I'm giving the bug eyes. She's a dick in her thighs. She's thinking it was live. It's like, you can say the wrong word and fuck the whole thing up. It's
yeah.
just, you know, picture me painting pretty pussy with a pen and pad and picking a pair of fucking pieces to press to the pace. Let's get this straight. I am the maker of emotion on my planet. You will be blessed at the gay complex. It's like, you got to stay in between the beats and you can listen to it. And you, if you see me on the stage, I'm doing my hand, just trying to hit all the words, man.
Right.
It's like when I get through a verse, I jump up and I throw the chair and shit because I'm happy. I'm like, I did this motherfucker.
Yeah.
It's hard to do what I do. Red Nose is another hard one.
Right.
That you got to, you know, stay on beat, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a talented individual working for the industry, get the reindeer gang. All
right, right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like you got to go. It's like going up a hill and coming back down. I'm a talented individual working for the industry, get the reindeer gang. It's like... all that shit seem like it's easy. It's hard fuck to do me, man. That's why we call them technicians. They love the technical style of rhyme. The shit is hard to produce, and the shit is hard to perform, but I do it. And when we have a perfect show, I feel so good. I'm like, did we get this on tape? No, we didn't tape it. Fuck!
So that probably keeps it interesting for you to keep doing these shows.
Yeah, man.
Because this shit ain't easy. It's not like tripping over.
And
it's
motherfuckers coming to see you. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
It's like motherfuckers like Suge Knight is popping up at your show and Chino Marino of the fucking Deftones. I fucked up on Midwest Choppers so bad in front of Chino. I was like, oh, in L.A., I was like, I just missed the whole line, man. It just stopped. You know what I'm saying? It just kept going.
Oh, yeah.
It just fucked up, dog. You know what I'm saying? It's just brain farts sometimes because... motherfuckers are doing shit in the crowd, and a bitch is getting smashed in the front row, and you're trying to pull her out and still rap, and like,
yeah,
you're trying to take a security guard get her because they're fucking choking her, and it's like
okay.
a lot of shit, man. We got to direct traffic while you rapping. It's fucked up.
Any new numbers? I mean, you probably don't want to give any away, but Are you switching it up a little bit for this?
Oh, totally.
So people who come in who've seen it before can expect
totally different.
Okay.
For one, Cuddy will be doing his own tour, so he won't be there. That's a big change.
Yeah.
So people are going to see us in the States how people usually see us overseas.
Right.
Because Cuddy can't never go overseas.
Just you and Chris, right.
Yeah,
I got you.
And so people are going to see us like that for the first time. Overseas is used to seeing me and Chris.
Okay.
That's the only way they've seen us.
Right.
But over here, it's Cuddy love.
Right.
So it's going to be hard. I'm going to have to fight somebody over it. I feel it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's fucking with me. You know what I'm saying? They ain't going to be there.
They're
going to
be bringing signs and shit.
No. Signs are good because I still got them in the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't give it away what I did, but I still got them somewhere in the show. You know what I mean? And, you know, in memory of my nigga, you know what I'm saying? But it's like somebody going to say something fucked up to me. Like, it's your fault that he's not. I'm like, I'll fuck you up. That's my brother.
Yeah.
I'll fight for that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you ever... for people around KC, we all heard Planet Rock 2K. That was our introduction. Do you ever feel like revisiting any of these old songs?
I had them all in the show. I had all kind of shit. I had to take so much shit out of the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. I had Planet Rock, nigga. I kept some of the old shit. I had to take Amatel out. I had Amatel in it. Nigga, I had so much shit. It was 3 hours... A show. I can't do a 3-hour show every night for 90 fucking days.
Right. And you can't do it for one and not everybody else.
Nah, man. Nah.
I got you.
We had a big wish list for this show, and I had all the songs, but I was just doing one verses.
Oh, I got
a lot of it.
I got you.
And it was still like...
Wow. Okay.
It was still like too long, and I had to cut it to where it was like...
Well, this is going to be something.
Yeah, I'm starting it with... It's going to be beautiful, man. We haven't started rehearsing yet, but... We're going to work out the kinks, if there's any. But
anything you want to throw out there? Any songs? Maybe a few. That maybe
doing,
they haven't seen yet.
Yeah, I'm starting. I'm doing Unfair.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
All right. Everyone
you know
out
saying?
There, look forward to that.
I'm doing Unfair. I'm doing my verse to Unfair. And that's a fucking doozy. I love it.
Yeah.
You know what
Definitely.
I mean? I have to listen to the show. Ooh, the drink section of the show is better than it's ever been.
Okay.
The drink section is longer now. It's an 816 boy section. Yeah, dude. The drink section is dope. We're going to have fun on that part. The drink section got... Nigga, if I'm not mistaken, the drink section got I Need a Drink... It got KCT. It got Hard Liquor.
Oh, okay.
And Caribou Lou. I'm sorry, I had to give it up. The drink section is the dopest.
Okay.
I mean,
that's something very very close to
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I want to, you know, we got a lot of callers and we want to get into them, but we're running out of time, so I want to bang through some of these questions here. Next album. I talked to Seven. He said, you don't know, really, you know, you had words like Enchanting for Welcome to Strangeland. For this, there are no words to guide him, but you said big.
Bigger.
Bigger.
Bigger than All Sixes and Sevens, bigger than Strangeland. That's almost impossible, but no, because Seven just sent me the first beat, and I was like, ooh.
Really?
Humongous.
Okay, and when are you going to have time to record this? I mean, are you recording on the road? Are you recording when you get back? Recording some now?
Yeah, I'm recording for all my artists right now. I'm supposed to be in the studio right now. Chris Calico is probably on Pins and Needles.
Oh, shit, okay.
I'm supposed to be in the studio right now. I'm supposed to be there at 2. It's fucking going on 5, ain't it?
4:45, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
But
I know this is stuff...
No, it's all good. I'm doing the remainder of Chris's shit today. I got to do another one for Stevie.
Prozac said you were going to be on it.
Did you already do that? I did Prozac.
Okay.
But he wasn't sure about the second one. I just got to, when I get back from LA, I got to see if he was sure about the second one, if he still wants me to do it or whatever. But I've just been working on a lot of Chris's because Chris I mean, I heard that's something special. I'm on a gang of them, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, Twista just sent back his verse to kill shit, boy, and the motherfucker, boy, like, all right. Oh my God. You know what I mean? So.
Anyone you want to collaborate with, either MC or producer-wise, for your next solo album?
I really don't have any ideas because I've yet to. I let the beats tell me what.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And so that's the first step.
The first beat I got, it just has me on it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I really don't have no ideas. I had an idea months ago for Nicki Minaj, but I don't know if I'm gonna go after it or not. You know what I'm saying? I don't really know if I'm gonna go after it. I had an idea for Nas. You know what I'm saying? But the album's gonna be totally different, so it's like we'll see. They're gonna be weird. You know what I'm saying? I got Flavor Flav on the phone. They're gonna be weird. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna be weird. You know what I mean?
Is that exciting for you? It seems that you're kind of open.
Totally, man. Totally. I can go anywhere. You know what I'm saying? I can go anywhere. I just read into a band yesterday called Stick to Your Guns, man. And I'm like, I would love to work with you guys. You guys, the lead singer is hardcore. The drummer is the murderer. And I'm sizzling. And the drummer is from our area. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The rest of the guys are from Cali. Stick to Your Guns. I mean, it's like I'm looking forward to working with some rock bands on this shit. You know, I'm sizzling. It's just, you know, it's going to be a work in progress, man. I'm going to let it form its own.
Gotcha.
That's all I can do is let it form, and it will call the people that I just can't just say, ooh, I want to do a song with Rick Ross, so I'm just going to find a beat. Nah, the beat got to say Rick Ross.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha. 816 Boys album, Magzilla and Cut kind of told me you guys are starting to put in work, or...
We started accepting beats.
Okay.
We started accepting beats, you know what I mean? And, you know, I'm ready to go, full steam, full speed ahead, man.
I remember you said before, this 816 Boys gives you a chance to be cocky. What does that mean to you?
To use my cock on any bitch in the world that I want.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you have a few songs that flex, but that's not your predominant thing.
What?
You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean,
I was joking. I'm saying that 816 Boys is gonna.
What's the angle? What's the lane you guys are carving for that?
It's just truly urban all the way.
Right.
You know, Sizzlin' is gonna give my niggas a chance to do their lane, while Strange Lane is over here where Tech N9ne is. It's gonna give my niggas Chris Calico, Cut Calhoun, Magzilla a chance to pave the other lane that they've been trying to get for a long time.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that hardcore urban shit, that I don't give a fuck NWA attitude, you know what I'm sizzling? And bitch, suck my dick when you see me because I'm dumb the next day, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I know.
It's not going to be just that, but it's going to be everything. It's just I want to relight Cudi. And I don't need to relight nothing for myself. I just need to make more lanes. And this is us going in other directions.
Okay.
Just like Clusterfuck is going in another direction. You know what I'm saying?
Last question. Given all these projects, Kibosh still on the radar. Is this something that's going to be done after all these are done? Or I just know the fans, they always ask about that.
Well, actually, Kibosh was supposed to be after Clusterfuck.
Uh-huh.
But when the shit didn't happen with the band.
Right.
And then we got word that it could be, like, the band might not
be
there.
Going makeover or whatever. Yeah,
makeover or something. I'm like, damn, it kind of made me halt for a minute to see what's cracking before I start moving forward again. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So it just got to be 100% right. I'm just waiting on Smack, you know what I'm saying? Smack's waiting on us to drop some more shit, like God of War or something, but I just want to make sure the band is secure.
Okay.
Before I move forward, that's all.
All right. Let's use up this time that we got to take some callers. Please try and keep your stuff short so we can get to a lot of people. Shane from Maryland, what's your question for Tech.
Hey, Tech. I was wondering how you'd feel. I've been saying for forever Tech should collab with the Game, and I was wondering your opinion on the Game and how you would do if you collab with him.
All right, good question.
I would collab with him on Blood alone.
Okay. All right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, out of respect, you know what I mean? And I think the nigga got flow. So, yeah, I went to one of his shows in Lawrence, Kansas a while back, you know what I mean? And we had to leave in a hurry for some reason, so I didn't get to holler at him backstage, but they got him on the phone, and he showed me much love on the phone, you know what I'm saying? So,
tight.
Yeah.
All right, Amanda from Washington, what's your question for Tech?
Hey, Tech, this isn't Amanda, this is her boyfriend, Augie, but I don't have any questions. I just wanted to thank you for putting out good music, and thanks for bringing Brother Lynch Hung back, and putting Twisted and Turning on a feature.
Totally, man. All day, I just respect real artists and hardcore MCs, and those people you named are that.
All right. Thank you, Amanda's boyfriend. Let's get to Bluntimus Prime from from New England.
Yo, what's up, Tech?
What up?
Yo, first things first, I'm a regime rider, not a technician. I've been bumping you since back in the days of Yucky Yuck with the Fugged Out Abulation album. Now I want to get into what I'm really serious about here is you've been killing the Game forever, and you've been on the ground for a long time. I'd say after ICP took you on tour a couple of times, you arose as a phoenix and a monster in the Game now. I'm blessed to see that. I love it. But all this skill you possess and everything you got, I'm wondering why I haven't heard a response to that Tech N9ne disc by Q Strange, Return to Strangeland, because that was a phenomenal lyrical battle, and I haven't heard you, the Beast of Beasts, come back to say nothing about it. And to me, I'm dumbfounded. Dumbfounded by it.
I don't know him, you know what I mean? And I'm a grown man. And they said some things on Twitter that made me stop talking. I said, we're just going to see each other when I'm in Vegas. I want to look in their eyes and see if they're actually serious and really serious about saying that I bit something that I've never fucking heard in my life. I'm a man. I'm serious about this. I'm not a rap battling nigga. I will rap a nigga's ass under the table. But when you say shit about my family and shit like that, we got to see each other eye to eye. Fuck that shit. That shit pissed me off. I want to talk to these motherfuckers face to face, the scumbag superstars or whatever they're called. They're supposed to be penitentiary motherfuckers. It's good. I just want to holler at Q Strange. I want them to come to my show. I ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? I just, if they look in my eyes and they tell me, you a bitch-ass nigga because you took our shit, then we funkin', yeah, you ain't about to disrespect me, but I'm a real dude, I'm an angel. You ain't gonna sit here and tell me shit about my family and talk shit to me on Twitter, talking about you would kill me and all that kind of shit. It's beyond rap at that moment, and I haven't talked about it since, is why I'm so hype right now. Fuck rapping when motherfuckers is threatening lives and shit like that. We're supposed to be in this for music and to get to make a better world for our child. That nigga can't beat me rapping. Everybody know that. Why would I fucking waste my time for one? You know what I'm sizzling? Yeah, it was a funny song and this, that, and the other. You could tell he could rap a little bit, but he ain't fucking with me. Everybody knows it. And it ain't nothing. I can say it out freely because not many are fucking with me, but it went beyond rap, brother.
All right, let's get to Joe Mesias from Colorado.
Mr. Tech N9ne.
The motherfucker who did beautiful music. The motherfucker who did beautiful music. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucker who did Won't You Come Dirty, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Won't You Come Dirty, my favorite. Welcome to Strangeland. The only four songs I've been listening to for like the past 4 months, brother.
That's the shit, brother. That's that shit. I need more of that, man.
Yeah, man. I was calling to see, man, because I sent over like over 100, man, to Travis, man. I want to see if y'all been going through some of them joints.
I ain't got them just yet because I've been gone. I was in Kuwait, then I was in the Bahamas, then I was in Australia. So I'm just now really getting settled and shit, but you know what I mean? I'm about to tell on you. Everybody, whenever I'm in Denver and you see a motherfucker with a mask on that comes to a big nigga with a mask on. What was that movie?
V for Vendetta.
That's Joe Mesias. Holler at him.
Yeah. See, people out here already tripping, brother. Shoot, I done had to walk around my own security a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Calhoun just told me.
What you say?
Calhoun just told me when he was out there. You had, you know, I talked to him back in the back, and he was covered up and shit, and told him, yeah, I'm already knowing.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. But yeah, man, I just wanted to see if you heard some of them joints I sent, man. You know, I
yeah, you'll know.
Okay.
They'll be calling you back like, yep, you want this one, you want that one. So I'm anxious to hear him, brother. Much love to you.
All right, cool, man. Well, shoot, man. If I don't talk to you before you come out here in May, man, I'll see you around then. All right.
No doubt. Much love.
Yeah, much love, Joe Musius, man. He gave us he did a great interview with us. Much love to him. Victoria from Orlando, what's your question for Tech Night?
Hi, Tech, I want to know what your favorite part of touring is.
Good question.
Fucking my female fans. No, I'm joking. giving my music to my fans, you know what I'm saying? Giving it to them, like, on stage, man, just, like, sharing my experiences throughout life, you know what I'm saying, through music. And having everybody sing it back to me is the best fucking feeling in the world, man.
All right, let's get to Caleb from Casey Moe. What's your question for Tech?
All right, what goes up, Tech? I'm just, I was going to ask you a couple questions, but I'll just ask one of them to make it short and shit to let some other people holler at you. But first, before I forget, Saturday I got my first tattoo of the Roman numeral 9 on my right shoulder. I'm going to have you sign the shit out of that on that VIP meet and greet hostile takeover tour, just letting you know.
That's wonderful, bro.
All right, man, but being an artist of your already exponentially high caliber, not to kiss ass or anything, but is it stressful to you to keep trying to outdo yourself as you produce more songs and albums? You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I can't even imagine someone being able to do the shit you do, let alone becoming something better. So I don't even know how to ask you, how do you do that? But is it stressful to constantly outdo yourself?
Yes, it is, man. And I think it's a blessing that how it comes out, it's just steadily new shit coming, man. I'm like, this has to be divine, man. It has to be divine, because after I did that second verse to He's a Mental Giant, man, you know what I'm saying, narcissistic, hard to grip it, dark and wicked, art prolific, Mars with the stars, this is far lifted, livers with the bar, with the bar scriptures, are terrific. You know what I'm saying? It's like, after I did that verse, man, I was like, it don't get no better than that. And then Unfair came, and Beautiful Music came, man. It's just like, it's just so fucking crazy, dude. You know what I'm saying? But it's super stressful. But what I do, like, it's stressful before I sit down. All I got to do is sit down, and the shit will just come out. You know what I mean? Like, it's the weirdest shit ever, man.
All right, good question. Candy from Minnesota.
Hello.
What up?
Hi. Hey, I can't wait till you come back in May. I missed you in November. You know, I'm having a little hard time just trying to keep up with Strange Music. And it's a blessing right now to be talking to you on the phone. I've been up all day. And you know I get a little tongue-tied trying to talk to you anyway. We've met before. What I'm going to ask you, now you say you get a little discouraged. Well, not really discouraged. It's stressful for you to do Midwest Chopper.
Uh-huh.
Then sometimes you turn around and do Einstein.
Yeah.
That's really high right there. What are you going to do about that?
Einstein actually is not as hard to stay on beat as Midwest Choppers. It's not as elite, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, it's really like, if you got scratched, nigga, get the fuck up. Throw your hands up if you really fucked up. Einstein Tech 9-2 triple zip, crack a jaw with the mall if they want to trip. Ladies with the barcodes, meet me after this. Maybe you can show me the. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's a little bit easier than follow me. All around the planet, around the gamut of psychology. They can never manage to do damage with no apology. Pick them up. You know what I'm saying? It's like, wow. But it's high energy like a motherfucker, but it's an easier rap until it gets to the end. I feel that I got will and I'm on bill till I'm killed. Bail till I bail. If I'm failing, I'm still and I will. Take as real as one of the killers. You better build this. Be the witness to the coda. At the end, it gets harder. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? I think the choppers are way harder in skill. You know what I'm saying? To get over the mic, you know what I mean?
All right. That's the last call we could take. Obviously, we want to thank Tech for being here, but, you know, I'm sure I speak for the both of us. We want to thank all of you guys out there who call and continue to show your support and continue to tune in. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'll be interviewing DJ Who Kid, the guy who orchestrated Bad Season.
Mm-hmm.
He's a funny-ass dude.
I was supposed to talk to him today, man. We were supposed to do an interview on the show, man.
For this weekend.
But we got kind of disconnected, and I had to go to the chiropractor and get cracked, so I missed it. Much love, Who Kid. We're going to do that shit.
And so, yeah, basically, tune in tomorrow for that. You know that's going to be something. Thank everyone for tuning in. Tech, anything you want to say?
Together we are a powerful force. You know the rest.
All right. Till next time, keep strange.
Hot in here, motherfucker.
Strange music.